Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first staff podcast for 2019. I hope that all of you had a restful break and you're ready on your return to work. It's going to be a big year, and preparations for that year have already started. There's been a number of things that have happened around the site over the summer break. So firstly, there have been a number of trees removed. They were for safety concerns, particularly in the amphitheatre with the retaining wall. We will have a program of replacing some of the trees that have been removed, and I'm really happy with the trees that have been trimmed back. There's a pretty significant LED lighting project currently underway. The gym has been completed, and there will be some further work on site during term one, so more information to come around that. We've moved formally to ask that the old music house on Ruskin Road be classified as condemned, and to start the process of demolition. So hopefully that will happen over the next 12 months. And the fourth thing is a large one. There's been some movement on the installation of a classroom for the Clontarf project. Those of you will remember from last year that that's an Aboriginal boys academy that has come into the school early this year, and they require a specific classroom. So there are four possible locations that the school's working with the department on, and we look like we'll have an installation of that classroom somewhere on the school site during the first term holidays. I want you to all be made aware of the fact that there is a new line management pro forma for all staff. It's an expectation for this year, and I've asked all line managers to be in contact with you over or during the next month, I should say, and make sure that you've completed your paperwork. That needs to be handed in to your line manager after a discussion. And up until that point, you'll be getting monthly reminders via email to say that those PD plans are out of date. Once we've received them and accepted them, we will click you over for another 12 months so that you don't get those monthly emails. I'd like you to all please make yourselves familiar with the Term 1 calendar. It's all very busy. And the latest version you'll be looking at will be from the 25th of January. So please have a look at what is going on over the next 11 weeks. For those of you who are curriculum support SSOs, you'll be involved in an orientation session run by Malia Dorr in coming weeks. This will include you looking at the Office 365 package, which a range of staff have been using, and there will be further expectations for all staff to be using that software during 2019. She'll also be working with you on strategies to work with students with identified disabilities and what that looks like from student to student in a case management sense. And we'll also be talking to you about what expectations you will have of our teachers and that relationship that you have with the people that you work with and also the teaching staff. So I look forward to seeing what those presentations look like from Malia. Please a reminder, anybody who was on the school site before 7 a.m. and after 7 p.m. during work days or any time on the weekends, public holidays and school holidays, please let me know via text message or phone call that you're going on site. That's an expectation from the department. My phone number is 0428 103 052. And again, 0428 103 052. Please keep that in your phone. That's a private number that I don't make public to the community, so please keep that within the school boundaries. Oh, moving on to the school's site improvement plan, that's been rewritten and is close to its final version. It is very simply been written to concentrate on writing improvement for all of our students from years 8 to 12, and I would like you all to think about how your work fits within this objective. I'd like to wish everybody a very positive start to the school year. I'm looking forward to working with each and every one of you. If you've got any questions, please go for your line manager as the first port of call, and if they're unable to help you, then I'm sure there will be a range of other people. Please look after yourselves, and I'm looking forward to saying hello in the coming days. Thank you. And for those of you who are used to the podcasts, the final joke for the presentation is, what is the difference between a snowman and a snowwoman? Snowballs. Enjoy your week, everybody.